prepared to accept a motion at this time, I would.
I'd just like to ask if there's any, are there any members of the public here to testify on this legislation?
So.
Seeing that, motion would be in order.
I move, we pass the.
House committee.
House committee substitute, Senate Bill 108.
As amended resources.
As amended.
Well, I think it's a retort to you.
Well, no, it isn't, not officially.
There is no House committee substitute.
Can we make it labor and commerce yet?
Well, I don't know if that'll slow us down.
The bill has a further referral to finance committee and then, of course, the rules committee. And at any point, those committees could incorporate the amendments into a CS. That will happen before it gets to the floor.
I will move to incorporate the amendments in this committee substitute so that, and then pass it on out with individual recommendation.
Can it be done overnight?
It could be done in an hour.
Okay.
Finance is going to handle it.
Okay, good.
Just carry them off.
Senator Coghill, is that acceptable?
That's acceptable.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing no objection, motion passes. Senator Coghill, thank you for taking time to join us today.
Are you going to do 21?
Yes.
Now, House committee substitute, Senate Bill 108.
Labor and commerce.
For the record.
Mr. Chairman, this is your position?
The next matter on the agenda then is Senate Bill 21, which we're familiar with and worked on yesterday. And we do have a committee substitute with the Senator Coghill's requested amendment has been incorporated in it. Is there any committee discussion? Senate Bill 21, the proposed labor and commerce, House labor and commerce, committee substitute. Yeah. All right. Is there any discussion? We've already moved to adopt the committee substitute the other day. Now it's back before us. Just to be doubly sure, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the proposed committee substitute as it appears before us today.
I move that we consider House CS for CS for Senate Bill 21, Labor and Commerce. Minister, Work Order 502-10L, dated 5/13/87, is adopted for us.
Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing no objection, motion passes.
I move that the House committee substitute, the committee substitute, Senate Bill 21, Labor and Commerce, goes next to me and referral the individual recommendation.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, motion passes. That's two in one day, Senator Coghill. That's pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're doing better than the rest of us.
I want you to know I don't hardly have any. In fact, I don't believe we have any of your House bills in
we talked about some of the
resources in the graveyard.
None of these left, Mr. Chairman. We're bringing it back up.
I like all it earlier. I'd like to take up Senate Bill 39 at this time. This is a real estate commission sunset bill. Is the representative from the department or the prime sponsor here?
No, I think so.
For the record, my name is Kathy Marshall. I'm the Director of the Division of Occupational Licensing, and I'm representing the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. The department recommended this transfer of the Real Estate Commission back into occupational licensing, primarily because there had been over a 50% decrease in the number of real estate licensees in the past year. That, in turn, had made them unable to generate sufficient revenues to meet their expenditures. So we are in total support of this.
I wonder
what. Representative Curtis. Well, Mr. Chairman, I read this and I asked some questions. I noted that it took out the executive director of the department, but I hadn't really followed it because it doesn't appear to be any backup sort of analyzing what's happening here. But so I understand now that there will no longer be an executive director, that the commission basically will serve in that, the department will serve in that capacity.
Mr. Chairman, what will happen is that there will be an executive secretary, as we have with the nursing board. There won't be a reduction in the number of staff, but there will be some changes in the types of staff. There is a fiscal note with the bill. It saves $152,000 in program receipts. Although it's not general fund, and in essence, it is a paper savings because they aren't able to generate this revenue. So, I mean, right now, the staff are on layoff status.
I guess I don't have an objection to support what you're doing. It's the question of a snapshot. We realize that the market is down considerably, particularly from where it was a couple of years ago. And no doubt it's going to be back up to where it was, given the normal cycle of events. I guess I'm wondering, are we premature at this point of taking this step? So I'm just thinking out loud on that.
The Division of Occupational Licensing is the centralized licensing body for the state, and the Real Estate Commission is really no different than the Medical Board or the Nursing Board or any of the other occupations. So the department feels that there are economies of scale, if nothing else, just in having the two combined, and that even if the number of licensees were to increase, that would pose no problem. This will in no way diminish the authority of the commission. The commission will operate just as it has always operated, and the services will not be reduced in any way.
Further questions for Ms. Marshall? Thank you. Are there any members of the public here to testify on Senate Bill 39?
Foster, who is, I
believe,
executive director of the
Realtors,
and she's here to answer any questions,
and
also to express her support
and that you're
already.
Yeah, I'd like to. Okay, there's a request by members of the committee. Ms. Foster, could you come forward?
Sure.
Identify yourself and state who you represent for the record.
Yes, my name is Chris Foster, and a minor correction, I'm the vice president of the State Association of Realtors, a voluntary position.
Okay.
The Alaska Association of Realtors supports the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 39. The department has spent a lot of time with the association explaining how it would impact licensees, some of whom are realtors, all of whom are licensees. And it is felt by the association that the administrative efficiencies to be gained by this measure would be very worthwhile.
Other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, to the guest testifying. I guess I'm a little taken, but I've had a lot of interaction with the members of the Real Estate Commission over the years. In good years, it has been a very, very strong body. And normally at a hearing like this, you'd find a house full of people ready to testify, and I guess it's an indication as to what's happening in the industry. Is one of the tasks to be undertaken, I noted here that the document replaces the exec director with the department, and there was testimony to the point of some change in personnel. I guess rather skating around the issue, let me just ask you point blank. Is it the intent here that Mr. McGowan will no longer be in the capacity that he has now with the commission?
Sir, I really couldn't comment on that because that is not a matter that the State Association of Realtors would have impact on. We are the industry group.
Let me ask Mrs. Marshall if I may. The exec director at this point is Mr. McGowan, isn't it? Is it your understanding that he would no longer be involved in the commission?
The way it would happen is June 30th, his position as executive director would terminate, and the Real Estate Commission would then hire an executive secretary. I do not know for sure whether or not he would apply for that position, but I assume he would.
Just
based on
those who wait.
There's no
company.
President Ernst and I have worked with him on that question in past legislatures, and we're sorry to see the fact that it is not economically feasible on the current conditions of the independence, and if there is no objection, I will move that we move committee substitute for House Bill 39, Labor and Commerce, for the next meeting.
Is there any objection to the motion?
We'll wait by my
hearing no objection, motion passes.
Was that the first year when you were chair?
Yeah, we were chair. Open up the windows and let a man in.
So that was
times changed, is that what you're saying?
Staff aid at that time?
Yeah. Well, see, the deal is, if you have a commission, they have any...
The world goes through its own
sort of a pinch, much as anybody wants, because of their autonomy. You know, control their own destiny for the industry. See, it's...
I'd like to take up 146, but I want to talk to Betty. Well, would the members of the committee mind if we took like about just a 2-3 minute recess here so I could try to get a hold of, for example, Cato?
How long do you propose to work?
4:30. Is that okay?
I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll take a short recess. Okay, Becky, talk to us.
How much do you want to know about this bill?
Which bill? Persuasive now.
Okay, I'm Becky Barron, legislative liaison for the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. In 1982, when authority to cite for oversized overweight vehicles was moved from the Department of Public Safety to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, there was an oversight which failed to move the penalty clause. This year, the courts noticed that and dropped the oversized overweight from the bail schedule. At the present time, we have a big mess going. We are giving appearance-only citations. The Anchorage magistrate says they won't take them. The Fairbanks magistrate says yes, but they have to appear, which means we have to pay our scale operators overtime, and the truckers have to stop trucking to go in to appear. Federal highway funds are at stake. Federal law requires that 10% of the highway funds be withheld if we are not enforcing oversized overweight, so we stand to lose $15 million. So to put it briefly, this is very necessary legislation. The department supports the bill as it's currently written, and I would urge you to pass it out.
Clerk
would pick
Randall.
Gee, no, I forgot that part.
He has pretty clear.
I mean, he insisted we didn't need to do this. You know.
Well, this is not ATC.
I know, but it's part of the thing. Okay, thanks, Becky. I see we have a representative of public safety. If any members of the committee have any questions, I've spoken to the chairs of both the House Transportation and the Senate Transportation Committee. They agree that this is the version that should go through. Any additional discussion?
Public safety, have any comments?
I always wanted to hear for questions, sir.
Okay.
Well, it seems like I'm pretty well chewed on a bill, so I would move the.
Yes?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Bill 146 out of committee to the next committee of both in the recommendation.
Okay, is there any objection?
Yes.
Hearing no objection, motion passes. And if we sign this puppy, we can get out of here for today, I think. We're going to hold over.
I didn't want to make the motion. Thank you.
Take out
the
right. Okay, we're going to hold over the remaining legislation until tomorrow. Friday at 4:30. If the Senate doesn't adjourn before then. And House Labor Congress at 4:30 for adjourn.